Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Have something to say? Dial us 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
I don't know why Steve Cohen hired him. He was supposed to understand the fan base. He was supposed to understand the culture. He's supposed to understand the city. Now the Mets will enter this 2026 baseball season with a president that is immediately on the hot seat. Congrats, Steve Cohen. You now have your Nico Harrison. What's up? This is EJ Stewart on The Fan. I'll be rocking you for the next 3 hours. Plenty to talk about on this morning show. We'll talk about the one big mistake the Giants are about to make in their coaching search. Why Knicks fans should not let anyone steal their joy. And the one man benefiting the most from this week's Mets chaos. Number to call in, 888-808-1019. Let's get it. David Stearns, a.k.a. Mr. Smarty Pants, has outdone himself yet again. It was when the Mets were one game away from completing one of the franchise's worst collapses this past fall, which is saying quite a lot, when I coined David Stearns Mr. Smarty Pants right here on the station because of all the unconventional moves he made that ended up tanking the Mets' playoff chances last season. But not even I could have predicted how this offseason would have started for the New York Mets with David Stearns leading the ship. Or maybe should I say leading the Titanic. I think there are some changes Mets fans could have anticipated following last season's collapse. At the end of the day, when you have a team that was supposed to have World Series aspirations, failed to make the playoffs in the spectacular fashion that they failed, changes is coming. We all understand that. But I don't think Mets fans would have anticipated that the team would have failed to re-sign the best closer in baseball, allow him to go back to the back-to-back World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers, and now be in a situation where you're staring down the barrel of having to use last year's failed closer for the New York Yankees as your ninth inning guy, in large part because all the backup plans that you leaked to the media about how you're going to fix the bullpen once Edwin Diaz left fell through. I don't think Mets fans anticipated that their first baseman and all-time home run leader would leave for the amount of money that Steve Cohen wipes his ass with. I don't think Mets fans anticipated that one of their homegrown fan-favorite outfielders would be traded for a player who is older and appears to be declining at the plate. This week is about as downtrodden as I've seen Mets fans at the start of any offseason I can remember in a long time. And to be honest, it's warranted. Because everything I said about David Stearns being Mr. Smarty Pants just 2-3 months ago remains true. Despite conventional wisdom, he thinks he knows better than you. He thinks he knows baseball in a way that you don't understand. He thinks your eyes deceive you. He thinks he knows what it takes to build a true champion in this city, and you don't. Because, again, I think Mets fans could have swallowed the idea that the Mets were going to have some big changes. I don't think they thought the changes were going to come in what seemed like nonsensical, idiotic ways. Edwin Diaz playing the Mets like a fiddle to get himself to Los Angeles, I don't think Mets fans had that on their bingo card. I don't think Mets fans considered that their all-time leading home run leader would leave for just $155 million when you have the richest owner in all of baseball. These are things I don't think Mets fans expected. I think Mets fans look at these players and say, we really can't win with any of these guys. These guys are they're the reasons why we're not getting over the hump. I don't know how you could watch last season's New York Mets with all the issues that they had and then look at Edwin Diaz and say, yeah, that guy, we don't need that guy. We had all these other issues with the team. Edwin Diaz, yeah, we could do without that guy. We don't need him. I've said on this show a ton of times, I am not the biggest Pete Alonso homer guy. That's not who I am. I like Pete. I'm a Mets fan. I love that he's a homegrown guy. He didn't have to retire a Met for me. I wasn't this heartbroken guy when it seemed like the writing was on the wall that Pete Alonso was going to leave. But when you see 5 years, $155 million, you're like, whoa, man. Pete has no value at that price. You can't even put him at DH if you're so afraid of your quote-unquote defensive issues. That's what we're letting the all-time leading home run leader for our franchise leave for? Really? To go to Baltimore? And I'm a guy who I sit here, and I'm not even someone who is, you know, big on even Brandon Nimmo. I actually think that Marcus Semien, I understand some of the value he brings defensively. I'm curious to see how he works here. But the optics of getting a guy that you look at the situation with Brandon Nimmo, a guy who seemed to be declining a little bit, especially in the field, particularly his speed, all the things that made him a great five-tool player. He's now becoming more of a two-tool player. I think it's hard to look at that and say, okay, you know what? Let's get out of this Brandon Nimmo contract right now because it looks like things are declining. His athleticism is declining. His health could be declining. And then you go and you get a guy who's older, a guy who's a bat is declining. Like, these are the things that, as Mets fans, feel like they need to be institutionalized this week. And we look at this, and for the sake of Mets fans, for the sake of New York City, I hope David Stearns is right. I hope David Stearns does know more baseball than I do. I hope David Stearns knows more baseball than you do. I hope David Stearns knows what he's doing and he does know how to build a champion. Because for his sake, what I believe today is sadness, shock, and disbelief will eventually turn into real anger. And when that anger becomes true vitriol, he won't be long for this job when this thing gets ugly. 888-808-1019. If you don't think an angry fan base can make a situation completely untenable for a sports executive that is relatively successful with one organization, look no further than the NBA. Nico Harrison was the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA. He came in from being a Nike executive, became the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks. Within a few years, had the team in the Western Conference Finals. Dallas Mavericks looked like one of the up-and-coming rising teams in the NBA. Doesn't sound too dissimilar to what happened with David Stearns. David Stearns came here year one. The Mets are in the NLCS. Nico Harrison takes them. They go to the Western Finals. They win the Western Finals. They make it all the way to the NBA Finals. So some parallels here from what I'm seeing with what's happening with David Stearns to then what I saw happen with Nico Harrison, which was when things started to go south in Dallas, he decided that he knew better than the conventional basketball minds. He knew better than the rest of the NBA. He knew better than the Dallas Mavericks fan base. And of all the problems that the Dallas Mavericks had, he looked at Luka Doncic, an all-time generational talent, and said, that guy's a problem. We can't win with that guy. And maybe he was right. Maybe he was wrong. He definitely looks wrong today, but the fans were not having it. And if the Dallas Mavericks didn't come into this season and get off to a gangbusters kind of start, there was no way Nico Harrison was going to be able to remain as Dallas Mavericks general manager. What I am telling you right now is this rest of this offseason is going to be absolutely crucial for one David Stearns. Because if we come into the rest of this offseason and we don't get some of the big chip players that are out there in free agency or the big moves that potentially could be made via the trade market, and the Mets get off to a rough start, this is going to get extremely ugly in New York City, in Flushing. And what worries me is the way for David Stearns to get out of this is for him to not be David Stearns. Because you think about it, I posted the meme whenever they lost, I believe it was when they lost P. Alonso, and I saw the money that P. Alonso went for. I posted the meme of one Jason Pitts from the sitcom The Game. Jason Pitts is infamous on that show for being a cheapskate. He doesn't like to spend any money. He's an NFL, rich NFL player in the show, but when it comes to money, he's bottom barrel buying. That's how he rolls. To me, I posted that meme and said, this is David Stearns running the Mets right now. It makes no sense considering he has Steve Cohen's bank account at his disposal, but he is someone who doesn't want to spend money unwisely. He doesn't want to overspend. But the problem I'm seeing is because of the guys that they've let walk out the door, what it's going to take for him to get the Mets back to postseason play, back to World Series contention, is for him to get into Steve Cohen's pockets and actually spend some bread. Because I don't think that this offseason is completely lost for the New York Mets. But it's tough when you see Edwin Diaz leave and then you can't pay enough to get Suarez, you can't pay enough to get Tyler Rogers, and now you're looking at other options of how to figure out the rest of this bullpen. The big pieces that could have figured out that could have helped this bullpen in free agency, gone. I struggle to see when you don't want to pay Pete Alonso, you don't want to pay Edwin Diaz, that you're going to fork over the money that's going to take to get a Kyle Tucker or to get a Cody Bellinger. You did not want to spend that money to get one Kyle Schwarber. And this is a situation where these guys that the Mets potentially could be in on in hopes of completing this pivot from where they were and how they wanted to retool this team, there will be competition for those guys. And in order for them to get those guys, they're going to have to outprice some people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And I think we've now seen enough evidence that David Stearns is apparently allergic to anything that's beyond a 3 or 4 year deal. He's not someone that's going to overpay for the sake of winning a bidding war for a guy, even if the guy is needed for the New York Mets. So that's where my concern comes in. My concern isn't that the Mets don't have other players that they could potentially acquire. What my concern is David Stearns going to actually go against his own baseball philosophy, against his own team building philosophy, and fork over the kind of money he's going to take to actually get this team pushed in the right direction, to overcome the losses of Edwin Diaz, to overcome the losses of Pete Alonso, to overcome the losses of Brandon Nimmo. I'm okay with changing the furniture around for a team that was losing. But when you're talking about some of your most productive players, that production is just not going to fall out from the skies and just bless you out of nowhere. You're going to have to replace that with actual pieces. And you're going to have to actually invest in order for that production to be replaced. But in order for David Stearns to actually do that, he's going to actually go against his own nature. And I don't know if he's going to do that. And it really puts Steve Cohen now in a big pickle, because Steve Cohen told us without telling us that this was basically the only guy that can get us out of this mess. This is the guy that he wanted to hire initially, and he couldn't because he couldn't get him out of Milwaukee. He had to wait a year to fire Billy Epler so that he could bring this guy in. And now we're here entering year three of David Stearns, and the team's going to look completely different. And the fans are not happy about it right now, because they came into this Steve Cohen era, this Steve Cohen generation, with the idea that they had an owner who understood them. And whether right or wrong, the fans definitely obviously wanted Edwin Diaz back. That just seems obvious. And right or wrong, the fans love Pete Alonso. They wanted Pete Alonso back. And now it feels like, for a lot of Mets fans, a sense of betrayal, because Steve Cohen, who always said that he was going to put the fans first, it feels like the fans are not even being considered when it comes to how the Mets are moving this offseason. 888-808-1019. I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned because, to me, if we don't have the Steve Cohen that we had last offseason, who I think came in and took the wheel from David Stearns in certain key negotiations, I think when it came to Juan Soto, he said, hey, youngster, pass the sticks. Sit over there and pass the sticks. I got this. $765 million, no problem. I got this. Don't worry. Don't put your little calculator away. Put your little iPad and your computer away. Put your spreadsheet away. I got this. Well, Pete Alonso, we still can't sign him. Sit over there. Yep. Put the pencils away. Put the calculators away. Pete, I got you. That's what's going to take, I think, for the Mets to figure this thing out. But to be honest, that is not a tenable situation for a general manager and an owner. You can't have a general manager who sees baseball in one way, and in order to clean up his mess of not actually getting players, he needs your owner to come in and swoop in and say, I don't care what you want. Here's money. Give me these guys. It's just not going to work that way. You're not going to be able to actually build a sustainable winner. 888-808-1019. The Mets, this is going to be the most important April in the history of Mets baseball. When the Mets take the field, I don't even know who they play. I don't know who they start. I don't know if they start in Citi Field. They're on the road. But whenever they take the field in April or maybe late March, it is going to be the most important month in the franchise's history. Because if those dudes get out to a slow start and things don't look great, they're going to take the field March 26th against the Pittsburgh Pirates at Citi Field. They better be ready like it's game one of the NL wild card. Or it's game one of the NLDS. They better be ready to go. Because this is not a fan base that I think in any way is in any kind of honeymoon period anymore with obviously David Stearns and one Steve Cohen. They're going to want to see results immediately. And then what also concerns me about this is then when I see the statement that comes out, because somebody's got to say something about what the hell's going on. Once you see Pete Alonso leave the door, and I see the statement from one Steve Cohen, team owner, and he says the expectation is that we put together a roster that can make the playoffs. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. Make the playoffs? When the Mets signed Juan Soto last year, they brought back Pete Alonso last year, when Steve Cohen bought this damn team, the expectation was to put together a roster that could win the World Series. How did we get just 2 years from being two games away from being in the World Series and 1 year away from signing Juan Soto to the richest contract in the history of professional sports in North America, come here and now say, we just want to get in the dance? How are you a get in the dance team at this point? How does that make any sense? But again, I think that told me a lack of confidence that Steve Cohen has in David Stearns in terms of how he's going to be able to actually fix this mess. Because I don't know if Steve Cohen is going to just take the wheel like he did last offseason. I think he's going to look at the situation and say, I can't keep doing this. I can't keep jumping in and saying, I want this guy and that guy. Here's the money. I gotta see if my GM can actually build a team. You got to see if he's got it at some point. So I think Steve Cohen realized, I can't be out here talking about, hey, look, we're still building a champion. I don't think he knows that they're building a champion. So he's got to go out there and say, you know what? The expectation is I hope we make the playoffs. Playoffs? Sound like Jim Mora. Playoffs? Are you serious? You got one of the highest payrolls in baseball? And now we're talking about, well, if we just make the playoffs, things are fine? Ooh, they better get off to a good start next year. 888-808-1019. I think you could be seeing New York City's Nico Harrison. I think you could be seeing a president / general manager. Nico's a general manager. Obviously, David Stearns a president. I think you could be seeing a front office executive who came in with a lot of hoopla, with a lot of early success. And because of the nature of his relationship with the fans, him not be able to run this team anymore. That is what I think the Mets are staring the barrel of right now. If they don't go out there and just spend stupid money to figure out the rest of the situation. Because I don't think baseball is as simple as Coach Carter. If you watch the movie Coach Carter, the basketball movie, is one of my favorite movies. And Coach Carter, he came into like a downtrodden school that had, you know, issues on and off the court, issues with discipline, issues with all a bunch of things. And Coach Carter comes in and he lays out the rules. Kids got to have a 2.5 GPA. Kids got to show up to games in a shirt and a tie, all these different things. And two guys just leave the gym. They got like, I'm not dealing with this. I'm out of here. And then one of the players says, yo, coach, those are our two leading scorers from last year. And then Coach Carter says, well, I guess we have two new leading scorers this year. See, I don't think baseball works that way. I don't think David Stearns could just watch Pete Alonso walk out the door and watch Edwin Diaz walk out the door. And then you got Francisco Lindor, somebody saying, yo, general manager, yo, president, that guy had the most home runs last year. That guy had the most saves in baseball. What are we going to do? He said, well, we're going to have new home run leaders and new guys leading in saves this year. That's not how baseball works, man. That's not how baseball works. The Mets have officially downgraded that closer as we speak right now. The Mets made a move for Jorge Polanco, a move that I like. I think Jorge Polanco is a good player. I think he's a good bat. But they're going to try to teach him how to play first base. He's not a first baseman. He also doesn't have the offensive production of Pete Alonso. So what are we actually doing? Where are we actually headed here? 888-808-1019. So I want to hear from you. Is David Stearns long for this job? Is he officially on the hot seat? It's a no-brainer for me. Of course he is. Of course he is. You let a fan favorite, all-time leading home run leader, a homegrown star walk for the kind of money that Steve Cohen wipes his ass with. And you don't think there's going to be consequences from the fan base if this team doesn't win? You let the best closer in baseball walk to the LA Dodgers, the back-to-back World Series champions, a team that you're trying to get ahead of. You're trying to usurp in the National League. Now you got to face him in order to get to the World Series. You think the fans are going to let that happen without there being consequences? You know the answer to this, guys. You know New York City. You know baseball. There's going to be hell to pay if this doesn't work out. And I don't feel confident about it working out when this particular president seems immune to actually giving out real money for players that can actually help this team. 888-808-1019. I want to hear from you. Is David Stearns on the hot seat? And of course, it's an EJ show. I'm behind the mic, which means the rules are the same. Two rules whenever EJ Stewart is here on The Fan or any station or any show. Number one, I always keep it 100. Number two, I'm ducking no smoke. So if you want to get in, call in. 888-808-1019, of course, because it is the year 2025. There are multiple ways to get at me if you can't get on the phone lines. I am fully aware that it is 3:25 Eastern time in New York City, and that might not be the most convenient time to make a phone call. You might be at work grinding like I'm grinding right now. You might be in the bed with your girl or your guy, or you're at the club or whatever you're doing. Phones might not be an option right now. I get that. There's other ways to get at me. Hit me up on social media, EJ_Stewart on X, Action EJ on Instagram and TikTok. I will read posts and responses to me as long as they're not nonsense and nudity and whatever Sharon Moore may have in his search history. As long as there's none of that, you want to get at me talking sports? I repost on the air. So hit me up on social media, EJ_Stewart on X, Action EJ on Instagram. Coming up, there is one man, who I think has benefited the most from this Mets chaos this week. We'll get to that in a bit. It's EJ Stewart on The Fan. You want some? Come get some.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.